This next story brings to mind a famous speech by Theodore Roosevelt, who dismissed critics by saying, "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out other strong men's stumbles. The credit," he said, "belongs to the man who is actually in the arena." That quote comes to mind because this is the story of a critic who is now stepping into the arena himself. David Kaiser of Uganda has been working on his first novel for the last 7 years. He's under pressure for the book to be good because he's already made a name for himself critiquing other people's work. NPR's Gwen Tompkins sent this report for our series on emerging cultural voices from Africa.
It's no surprise when an established writer draws criticism from an up-and-comer. Take Richard Wright, for instance. The American author of the classic book Native Son was a literary star when a brilliant little pisher called James Baldwin came along. And Baldwin loudly pointed out everything he thought Wright got wrong. Well, last year, a regional newspaper in East Africa marked the golden anniversary of the novel Things Fall Apart, which was written by the Nigerian author Chinua Achebe. Things Fall Apart is perhaps the best-known African novel of all time. And what was the title of the newspaper story? Chinua Achebe, Why He Was No Literary Genius. Please send your letters to a brilliant little pisher called David Kaiser.
I think Things Fall Apart is a very important book in Africa because it was, you may say, the first serious novel being written in modern Africa of the time. But I'm personally not very satisfied with a lot of books from that period because I think they present Africa in a certain light, almost, you may say, one-dimensional. The struggle between Africa and the West predominates. And I think that there's a very important story, a narrative that you can have in Africa, independent of the West.
David Kaiser is a 33-year-old Ugandan writer living in Nairobi, Kenya, with firm opinions about what's what in modern African literature. He didn't write that headline about Chinua Achebe being no genius. He wrote that Achebe's book about the demise of a traditional African community under white colonizers helped kill the stereotype that likened Africans to savages. But Kaiser questioned the book's continuing relevance.
I think that defining ourselves in terms of our race reduces us because it means we then have to talk about ourselves in terms of our history and encounters with another, with the other. But in my waking moments, you know, how we grow food, you know, how we fall in love, how we fall out of love and die. I think these are a much wider world in which Africans in Africa here live their lives within. And as a literary critic, I really think that we really should begin to see ourselves as full human beings, not as a people of color.
But many of Kaiser's readers called him arrogant. John Wazemba directs Macmillan Publishing in Nairobi.
I was shocked. He never reads a good book.
What do you mean he never reads a good book?
I mean, every book he reads could have been better.
On the highway of literary criticism, Mwazemba won't get off Kaiser's tail. He writes newspaper critiques of Kaiser's critiques, and Mwazemba says he can't wait to give Kaiser's as yet unfinished novel a rotten review.
I'm waiting with bated breath. I'll go and read it and write the first review, which won't be pleasant.
Ouch. But Kaiser has his admirers, too. Ali Zaidi is the executive editor of the East African newspaper, based in Nairobi.
He's a proper intellectual, like throwing off insights in every sentence. Sometimes goes a bit overboard. But essentially, he's just looking around East Africa and seeing all the hidden histories. And he's trying to bring them out. And that's probably why you should be watching out for David Kaiser's novel. And let's see where he goes.
Kaiser says he likes to see big ideas on the page, ideas worthy of his heroes, Wole Soyinka, Leo Tolstoy, Yukio Mishima, and the British poet Philip Larkin, whose collected works he carries at all times. But Kaiser isn't sure his own ideas are big enough.
I wish I was going to be the next Tolstoy. I suppose many novelists start off wanting to be Tolstoy and then end up being somebody else along the way. Sidney Sheldon, heaven forbid.
David Kaiser is a smallish, fine-boned, fussy man who wears aviator sunglasses that are much too big for his head. He uses words like chap when referring to other men. He dresses for dinner. He laughs with utter delight. And he hails from northern Uganda, one of the most heartbreaking regions in all of Africa. Buckle up, we're homeward bound with David Kaiser. Like so many homecomings in Africa, our journey begins with a traffic jam in some capital city. In this case, Kampala. And then slowly moves out to quieter climes. This is what morning sounds like hundreds of miles away in the northern Ugandan town of Gulu. Then, before you know it, you're standing in deep countryside, somewhere between a rooster and a goat.
A few years ago, we wouldn't even be able to come this far because this was a dangerous outer limit. Because of the rebels, this was their ground.
Northern Uganda has fielded a number of rebellions against Kampala over the years, beginning in the 1970s with a fight against Idi Amin. It's also where a military cult called the Lord's Resistance Army originated in the late 1980s and spent years nabbing food and child soldiers by terrorizing the local populations, plundering, kidnapping, killing. Like a plague of locusts, the Lord's Resistance Army quit Uganda a few years ago and is now terrorizing people in neighboring countries. It's no wonder that Kaiser's novel is about war.
So I'm perhaps trying to write my Gone with the Wind. I am a Margaret Mitchell, but I give a damn. And that is the problem for writers. They give a damn. They can't walk away from it.
But Kaiser has more than a novel on his mind. He's in northern Uganda researching a second book, a work of nonfiction that will talk about the culture and history of this region. He's already published some ideas on the topic, including something in a regional newspaper. And what was the title of the newspaper story? An Irresistible, Awful, Marvelous People. Kaiser didn't write that headline either, but it might best describe his literary contributions so far. Irresistible, awful, marvelous, and who wouldn't want to read that? Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Gulu, Uganda.
And the series continues tomorrow with an artist whose sculptures combine ancient African symbols and computer images.
We must encourage the new forms of art, the new techniques we have. After all, we are embracing IT all over Africa. And why not in art as well?
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports tomorrow from Ghana on Morning Edition from NPR News.